Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The day is 3rd of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age and where you're from.
My name is Kevin Harry. I am 26 years old and I'm from Edinburgh in Scotland.
And how are you doing today, Kevin?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. So, how did you actually hear about the project?
My flatmate at the time, who's come along to support me today, heard about it through, she's a photography student, and she heard about the arts project through her university in Edinburgh, and she came to me one day and says, how about we both sign up to this, and then now I'm here.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
I thought it would be something interesting to do with I've never been motivated enough to get involved in arts. I enjoy going to see art projects, but I've never been involved in one. And when she mentioned it to me, I thought, wow, that'd be a great thing to be a part of.
And how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
I didn't believe it at first, actually. I'd been away for a couple of days on the day that it was found out, and my flatmate called me saying that you've got 4 days to accept your place, otherwise it's come and gone. And I was just so excited. I didn't believe it. I was kind of in shock, and then once it had settled in, I've just been excited about it ever since.
And what are you planning on doing with your hour today?
There's a couple of causes that I feel fairly strongly about. Amnesty International causes. There's one specific one. It's a part of, well, White Ribbon Scotland, but it's a larger part. It's White Ribbon UK, which is a charity which, with the help of men, hopes to stamp out violence committed against women. Their phrase is that they never wish to commit, remain silent, or condone any acts of violence against women. That's one particular thing that I'm trying to raise awareness about today, which my friends and the people at Amnesty International are doing a lot to get that out there. There's also another particular cause which Amnesty came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in a few weeks ago, as to they'd like to free a man by the name of Hakamuda, who's been on death row in Japan for 40 years now, and it's alleged that he committed the murder of a family of four, I believe, but it's there's lots of inconsistencies in the case. He was beaten and tortured into a confession before the trial began. He removed his confession and said that it wasn't true, but he was still convicted of it, and to a unanimous decision by three judges, one of which says that he was forced to do so. So he's come out publicly and said that he had to do it because the other two had convicted him, and there has to be a unanimous decision. And he said that every day since, he's felt that Hakamuda should be exonerated, he should be completely cleared of this. And this man, every day he wakes up, and the system in Japan is that you're told on the morning if you're going to be executed. So every day he wakes up, and before 10 a.m. he needs to wait to see if he's going to be killed that day. And what I plan to do with my time on the plinth, as part of the Amnesty International campaign, they're encouraging people to not only send word to the Japanese government saying they'd wish to have him freed, but you can participate by sending an origami paper crane. And there's an old Japanese saying that if you make 1,000 of these, any wish that you have is granted, which is what I'm planning, or I've taken upon myself to make 1,000 of them to send to him, because he receives them, and for every one that he gets, he feels that there's people out there thinking about him. And Amnesty International have been sending him various other things, pictures. He used to be a, a, pr- prize fighter, a boxer. They've been trying to send him pictures of famous fights and things, just to keep up his spirits, basically. Let him know that people are involved. So I'm making 1,000 cranes. While I'm up there, I'm going to be making some of them. I mean, they take a good few minutes to make just one, because it's reasonably complicated. So once I've made 1,000, they'll be shipped off to Japan.
And how many have you already made?
I think I'm approaching the 200 mark, and I've been doing it solidly for the last week. I mean, I've been working as well, but every free minute that I've had, I've been doing it. The first few days, I was quite slow and quite rubbish at it, if I'm entirely honest, but now I've got it down to, I can do one in a couple of minutes, and hopefully I'll have it done in no time at all. Fingers crossed.
And what was it in particular that attracted you to this case?
I've always felt quite strongly against the death penalty in any country, any part of the world. I don't feel that any one individual or committee has the right to decide whether someone should or die, whether that person has taken it upon themselves to decide to end someone's life. It shouldn't then be upon someone else to decide that they should die. And I'm fairly strongly against the death penalty, and this is just one particular case. There's many other cases that could be highlighted, but it's one that I've chosen to get behind, and fingers crossed, if anything was to happen, and if he was to be beheaded, or if he was at least to get a retrial, then I would certainly still be a supporter of that cause and go on to other things and further the cause.
And is Amnesty's support and various other people's support actually helping his cause?
Yes. Well, they've, with the help of Amnesty International, they've sent over some people to get involved and speak with the government and have tried to convince them to have a retrial at least. I mean, they're not expecting that overnight they'll admit that they were wrong and he'll be freed. I mean, by the sounds of it, he's not in a fit state at the moment to be freed. I understand he's suffering some mental illness issues because of the condition he's been in. He's been in solitary confinement on and off for the last 29 years of the 41 years, I believe it was. It was 68 that he was convicted. I forget the name of the MP who's recently been over to speak directly with the government specifically about this case. So even our government is getting involved with it as well. There's a lot of people behind it. I'm just one little person who's trying to raise a little bit more awareness about it.
And is this quite a particular case that has kind of tickled your interest?
Yeah.
Or do you have kind of a few friends who are also supporting the cause?
It's something that, yes, it particularly took my interest. And a friend, my flatmate's very close friend, works with Amnesty International not far from here in Shoreditch, and she's part of the team that's trying to spearhead this. And I came to them with my white ribbon plan, and while I'm a firm believer in that particular charity, I couldn't think of a visual way that I could promote that while I'm up on the plinth, other than put up a plaque of some description. But this is something that I can at least do something visual, and people can see that and see what I'm doing, and hopefully understand that making 1,000 cranes isn't something that one does lightly.
And what do you think about the importance of various Western societies aiding countries where people's humanitarian rights are slightly repressed?
It's hard to say. I mean, there's enough Western countries where people's human rights are repressed as it is. It's not up to any one specific. There's no right or wrong. It's just what I deem to be wrong in my eyes, and I, with other people, are trying to right what we deem to be a wrong.
And are there any other cases that you have been interested in and have worked for?
There's too many to recall at this time. There are so many people that are currently on death row and awaiting the day in which they might wake up and find out that they're going to die. And it's I don't think there's been one for 10 years or so. And I saw on the news today that there was someone who was supposed to be executed and they stopped it at the last minute. I'm not entirely sure of the details of that, but it's something I'm going to go to the Amnesty office tomorrow, find out about that. It's something else that I want to find out about.
So are you actually working for Amnesty?
I don't work directly for Amnesty International. I have done a little bit of volunteer work on behalf of the White Ribbon Campaign, which are a branch of Amnesty International, and through that and through my flatmate whose friend works directly for Amnesty, I'm trying to do a bit of volunteer work for them.
And sorry, can you just explain the White Ribbon Trust?
The White Ribbon, they're based in Edinburgh, which is where I'm from, and it's a cause that's close to my heart, trying to stamp out domestic violence against women, which I'm sure there's no, in my opinion, self-respecting person who would get involved with something like that. So that's something that I've tried to raise, just fundraise for, and raise a bit of awareness from. So that's my connection to Amnesty. Then I've got through, this is from that I was introduced to Hakamuda's plight and got behind that.
How did you initially get interested in the White Ribbon Trust?
That's a good question. It was my flatmate who applied for a job. They were looking for somebody to do some photography for them, and found out about it, and through word of mouth it's got through a few people, some friends of mine, and I've tried to try and get as many of my friends involved, and little things like just signing up to the website. And they don't ask anybody directly for money to start with. It's just to pledge never to condone, never to remain silent, never commit an act of violence against women. It's fairly simple. And if you just do that on the website, that's the only thing they need from people to start with, and that's what I've been trying to start off with anyway. And hopefully, I'm considering maybe doing a lot more work for that, but that's something that I need to sit down and talk to the people at White Ribbon about.
And did you mention the fact that it's more men who are proactively trying to combat it?
Yeah, there are other charities which are Amnesty International, where they're trying to help women who are in situations of domestic violence, but this one is specifically for men who are trying to combat it. It was started in Canada in the 70s, and there's just various branches of it popped up all over the world, just because it's such a simple cause to get involved in.
And what do you think the importance of is it just men are allowed to join the trust or support the trust?
Women are allowed to get involved. We're not anti-women, obviously, but it's more because obviously women have a invested interest in such a thing. So it's trying to get more men involved, because there's not been enough support in the past from men trying to do all that they can to stamp out domestic violence.
And can I ask you a little bit about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Where do you live? How long have you been there for?
I've lived in Edinburgh most of my life, other than the odd jaunt here and there. I'm a waiter in the centre of town. Don't know what else to say about myself other than that.
How long have you been doing that for?
On and off while studying for about 6 years or so.
So you've been studying at Edinburgh?
Yeah, politics.
Okay. Which subject?
Politics.
Politics, I'm sorry.
A bit of history as well.
Okay. And how, have you finished your degree? Is it
BA? I'm very near, I've deferred the last year, and I'm considering my options, because I've realised that I don't want to be a politician. I'm considering teaching, but requires a lot more of my time, and it would be a fairly hefty commitment, so I'm taking a while to consider those options.
And what kind of effect has reading politics had on you?
It's given me a wider sense of what's going on in the world, and that what is happening in my day-to-day life is relatively inconsequential in the larger scheme of things.
And how much of an effect do you think it's had on you working in your free time for Amnesty, the Blue Ribbon Trust?
I think it's helping me to realise the bigger picture has made me realise that I need to be a bit more giving with my time and try and do something that I deem to be a bit more worthy of my time, other than just procrastinating while I decide what to do with the rest of my life.
And have you been in Edinburgh all of your life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And where do you see yourself in the future?
If I knew that, I probably wouldn't be in Edinburgh. I'm not entirely sure. I don't know the answer to that. I've got a few various ideas, but I wouldn't like to say that until I've discussed it with my parents. Because they'd kill me if I was to say that I was planning on moving to Japan, say. And if they were to find out before I told them, then they'd go insane.
Do you travel quite a lot?
As often as I can. When little things like coming down to London for a day, while it racks up the expense, obviously, but it's something that I enjoy doing, and any given opportunity I'll try my best to, mainly within Europe, just go wherever I can.
And to go back to your hour on the plinth.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you actually taking up with you?
I'm taking up just a simple couple of banners which just outline the causes that I'm supporting, and I'll be just taking up some paper, and I will be sitting there quite simply folding grains, which I must confess I absolutely love doing. And if it wasn't even for this cause and somebody introduced me to it, I would do it. It's so relaxing, and it just focuses your mind, and I just sit there and think about one thing at a time. I mean, normally your mind can be racing and you can be thinking about lots of different inane things, but this, I'm just mainly thinking about Hakamuda, basically. That sounds really cheesy, but it's true.
And is it just the crane that you can make, or are you quite interested in origami in general?
There's a couple of other things I've tried Mandat, but I've tried to focus on the crane, because every time that I make, say, a frog or a swan, then that's a couple of minutes I could have spent making a crane, which would be one closer to my goal of 1,000. That feels quite silly when I've made something else and go, oh yeah, I've done something else, and then think, oh, that took me 6 minutes, I could have made 3 cranes in that time. So I'm trying to focus just on a crane. So it does sometimes, I think, I can maybe get a little bit bored with it, and that's when I tend to play with other ideas and then realise, what am I doing? I'm wasting my time here.
And what are your kind of hopes, fears, expectations for your hour?
I hope that as many people see it as possible. I've invited lots of friends to look at it on the website, obviously, and ask them to tell their friends, and the Amnesty people have got involved with press release and Twitter and things, so hopefully people will be going through their site. So my hopes is that as many people see it as possible, and fears that there's a large gust of wind and it blows away all the cranes that I have. So I have a bag of them which I carry around with me everywhere I go now, pretty much. I suppose once I get so many I won't be able to anymore. But if there's a large gust of wind and they were to go in the fountain, for instance, then they'd all be ruined. That's my biggest fear. Was there another one? Hope, fear?
Expectations.
Expectations. I don't really expect anything of it at the moment. Ask me that when I come down.
And have you brought anyone with you in particular today?
Yes, my friend Susan, who was the person who encouraged me to sign up for it in the first place. Who incidentally has a spot on the plinth in September, which is a remarkable coincidence. She only just found it a couple of days ago.
Great, well thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.